Welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast, a place where we will look at immigration, education, careers, healthcare, technology, childcare, anything that will help you to live your best life when you choose to immigrate to Western Canada. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rupnik, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast and for hanging out with me, Lindsay. Now, this is our seventh episode, and in the past six episodes, I have brought you not only information about how to select a great town to live and work in on the Canadian Prairies, but I'm also hoping that the immigration tips and career advice on my Thursday podcast are helping you out as well. I also hope that you're having a great, fun, and productive day and are looking forward to learning about another community where the quality of life is second to none, employment is readily available, along with great access to education and a wonderful healthcare system. Since it is September, a time when farmers across the Canadian prairies are harvesting, I want to feature a town that epitomizes this and that is built upon agriculture. So let's get started. Location is everything when you're looking to immigrate to Canada and to give your family and yourself the best start. Strategically located in the heart of Saskatchewan, Humboldt is the heart of the province. They are definitely a growing city of 6,000 in population, where the average age of a community member is 44 years old. The younger population, comprised of elementary, middle, and high school, do make up a large part of the community. From this, you can tell that Humboldt is a dynamic town that has a lot to offer to everyone. A few of, or I should say many reasons why people choose Humboldt as their home is due to innovation, the opportunities, sports, recreation, community involvement, arts and cultural events, hospitality, and the city's safety. Further, it is located far enough out of a big city, but yet it is only 1 hour east of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Humboldt offers a perfect blend of urban opportunity, community involvement, and scenic landscapes. Now, as I mentioned, agriculture is a major industry in this community, but manufacturing and mining are also big assets to them. The success of these three sectors have developed the region into a service hub. The city does have an abundance of full-service, successful entrepreneurs, and some of these entrepreneurs specialize in the trades such as construction, excavation, electrical, mechanical, concrete, plumbing, and so much more. So if you're a tradesperson, definitely check out the city of Humboldt. Lots of people in Humboldt have stated that their study has been in engineering and related fields, while business, management, and public administration is another popular field of expertise in this community. The third group are those who are in healthcare and related fields. However, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math are expected to be growing industries in Humboldt. This highly educated and skilled labor force continues to support the community, its agriculture, manufacturing, and mining industries. The average commuting time in this community is less than 15 minutes, and the average household income is well above the national average in Canada. Now, for all of you who are looking to perhaps establish or relocate your business, then Humboldt you should definitely consider because of their low cost of doing business when compared to other regions, as it offers affordable land, for example. If you're a business owner, you should know that the rising overhead costs and emerging logistical issues in larger centers such as Saskatoon and Regina make Humboldt more attractive. Further, Humboldt is accessible to the Trans-Canada Highway, which links multiple highways, providing easy access to north, south, east, or west. So if you provide a product, then Humboldt might be the community for you. It also hosts two major railway systems. And did you know it also has an airport that is a base for both private and commercial aircraft operations? Again, if you want to establish business, this community is worth checking out. Now let's talk about education, because I think if you listened to me in the past, you know how important education is to me, and I know how important education is to you as a newcomer. Humboldt is served by one preschool, three elementary schools, and one high school. The preschool is available for children ages 3 to 5 and as such assists with helping working families with childcare needs, and there are also other private childcare services available. All three elementary schools offer classes from kindergarten to grade 8, where Humboldt Collegiate Institute is publicly funded and is a comprehensive high school that offers classes for those students in grade 9 to 12. And don't you worry, post-secondary is there too. Post-secondary education is also provided within Humboldt and area. They have Carlton Trail College. It's a regional campus that serves a variety of career, employment, training, and educational needs for its residents. As well as there is St. Peter's College, which is affiliated with the University of Saskatchewan. And it's just actually 10 minutes down the road from Humboldt, and it is a beautiful rural setting in which it's located. So if you're looking for low-key, slower-paced post-secondary education, but just as good as quality as in Regina, Saskatoon, or Edmonton, or Calgary, Winnipeg, you can get it here. And especially if you are in your first or second year, because this university caters to students who are going to their first and second year. So it really gives that edge and allows our students to stay close to home when they have first graduated from grade 12. So really beneficial. I want to pause here and say that I really focus on post-secondary institutions in my podcasts because I believe that these institutions that are near our towns bring us enormous benefits. It elevates our communities. It offers good paying jobs. It attracts bright young students. And I believe it actually helps people stay here after graduation in towns such as Humboldt. And it supports important opportunities and local cultural activities. And it also offers international linkages by allowing international students to participate in learning here. All right, now on to healthcare, because this is also very important for people that are looking at relocating or immigrating to an area. So Humboldt actually has really great healthcare services, and it actually has a state-of-the-art healthcare complex. It offers emergency and diagnostic technologies with a variety of integrated health services all in one location, as well as, check this out, for their residents, they have three pharmacies, as well as a range of local dental, chiropractic, home care, optometry, physiotherapy, as well as mental health and wellness services. Another great thing about this community is they're actually recognized as the regional immigration gateway within the province of Saskatchewan. And they have a center that's called the Humboldt Regional Newcomer Center. And this is a one-stop collaborative service center that welcomes newcomers to the Humboldt community as well as the area. This center helps guide and support immigrants and newcomers by providing free information and referrals, resources, and related services quickly and easily. Again, it's free. So if you come and use the services at the Humboldt Regional Newcomer Center, you'll be able to get lots of information and you won't have to pay anything for it. Humboldt currently has over 30 acres of parks and open spaces and a growing community trail system. And the city does really value healthy lifestyles, and they'll continue to invest in their parks and recreational amenities. So if you are a lover of nature, this is your community as the outdoor recreational opportunities continue to grow within the city of Humboldt. Residents and visitors are also able to enjoy safe and accessible recreation spaces, and this includes numerous sports fields, playgrounds, picnic areas, a spray park, skateboard park, a disc golf course. If you don't know what disc golfing is, you need to Google search that. And then once you Google search that, you need to come on down to Humboldt and play some disc golf because it is really fun to do. Now, don't worry. If you aren't into disc golfing or skateboarding or into spray parks, the city also has kilometers of walking trails connecting the community and reaching beyond their borders. The parks are free for everyone to use. But did you know that if you're looking to host an event such as a birthday, an anniversary, a celebration of some kind, that you can actually rent out the park for an afternoon or a day? I've never did that yet, so it has to be on my to-do list. But imagine renting a park for an afternoon or a day and just being able to use all the amenities within it with your friends. That would be so much fun. Now let's move on to the Uniplex facility that Humboldt has. And they have aquatic, ice arena, and curling rink all within it. So let's start with aquatic, which is their water center. And that has something for everyone from swimming, fitness, and so much more. The aquatic center features a 5-lane pool with a diving board. It has a water slide, a kiddie pool with beach entry, a 22-person hot tub. The list goes on. It is a well-maintained facility that is also wheelchair accessible. So important because everybody should be able to participate in any type of activity. There are also several opportunities daily to get into the pool, including public swimming, lane swimming, which is my favorite thing to do, aquaside, swimming lessons, and leadership courses. The Aqua Center is also used by several community groups, including Humboldt Hammerheads and Special Olympics. There's also a curling rink that's located within the Uniplex as well. And again, if you've never curled or you don't know what curling is, Google search that and you will find just about everyone on the Canadian prairies doing that sport in the winter. It's pretty fun, and the young people and the seasoned older people practice this sport as well. And if not, you can just sit back on a chair and watch the event happen. Last but not least, coming from a hockey family, we have to talk about the Elgar Peterson Arena. It is home to the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League's Humboldt Broncos, and I have to say, that is my favorite team in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. Amazing group of people surrounded by just wonderful families throughout the community of Humboldt. As well as this arena also hosts the Humboldt Minor Hockey Association and Humboldt Skating Club. And there's also several men's and women's recreational hockey teams that just, you know, they get dressed, they go on the ice, and they just have a good time shooting the puck back and forth to each other. They come out on one of those long, cold winter nights, and this is our opportunity to reconnect with our friends and get active and be social. So there are a lot of things, mentioning hockey, to swimming, to curling that you can do in the city of Humboldt. So don't worry about our cold winter nights because we got you covered with that. Now, all this talk about, you know, what you can do recreational-wise, how you can own a business, what you can do outside, the healthcare, the education, you're thinking, wow, this sounds like a great community. But what about housing, Lindsay? Don't worry, got you covered on that too. So in Humboldt, you can manage to purchase a nicely maintained home for about $280,000 or maybe even less. So this home would be about 2 or 3 bedroom and a 2 bath. However, what I have found in Humboldt too, though, is that a lot of people prefer a 4 bedroom or more home. So if you're somebody with an extended family or a larger family, Humboldt can accommodate your needs. And I think the housing doesn't really, the prices don't really rise up much more than that. So you can get yourself a beautiful house in this community for $280,000 with a wonderful job and endless activities. Now, you can also rent out duplexes and apartments if you're just coming here to check it out and see if Humboldt's for you. So you don't have to purchase things all the time. You can come here and rent and check out the community while you work. And I'm sure you'll end up buying a home because you're going to want to stay and live in the city of Humboldt. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave you with some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. This is a great resource to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about the topic in this episode, would like to receive more information on life on the prairies, or just further immigration career tips, then connect with me, your Canadian Prairie Girl, at podcast@100thMeridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got guns to my left and wheat fields to my right. Now I will roam these dusty country roads. Searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time it takes to pass my past, and just live and be glad for what what I had.